The COVID-19 vaccine rollout has been swift on tribal lands across the Mountain West, but some urban Native people in our region have felt left behind. The Mountain West News Bureau Savannah Marr reports.
The Indian Health Service has delivered vaccine doses to the most far-flung corners of the country. From remote villages in Alaska to the bottom of the Grand Canyon, Indigenous people as young as 16 have been getting the shot for weeks. But 55-year-old Jonathan Concha of Albuquerque hasn't been so lucky.
For the most part, everybody's in my family's been vaccinated already. I'm the last one.
Concha is a citizen of Taos Pueblo. When the vaccine became available at his tribal clinic, he was willing to make the 2.5-hour drive from Albuquerque, but his pueblo was on strict lockdown.
I had called, and they said since I live outside the county that I wasn't eligible to get it. So that's kind of one avenue that, you know, was a roadblock.
And when he tried for an appointment at the city's two urban Indian health centers,
I wasn't able to register. And they said it was only eligible to patients.
Meaning patients that were already registered. But Concha has private health insurance through his job as an auto technician, so he'd never needed to register.
If you don't visit IHS, then you're basically out of the loop.
Concha fell between the cracks of IHS's urban and rural tribal healthcare systems. That's how he was initially left out of a nationwide effort to mass vaccinate Indigenous people, who, according to the CDC, are more likely to die of COVID-19 than anyone else in America. Abigail Echohawk of the Urban Indian Health Institute says he's not alone.
So for urban Indians living in cities that don't have urban Indian health programs that have accessible vaccines, they're going to the same hospital systems, same clinics, the same grocery store pharmacies that other people are trying to go to get the vaccine, and they're not getting it, even though they are the most at risk.
And even though the federal government has a legal responsibility to provide health care to Native people, it's part of what was offered in exchange for the millions of acres of Indigenous land that now make up the United States. And according to the IHS, more than 70% of Indigenous Americans live away from tribal land. But in recent years, less than 1% of the agency's budget was allocated to urban Indian health programs. Adrian Maddox heads up Denver Indian Health and Family Services. She says that underfunding has given clinics like hers a negative reputation.
Historically, our Native population in the Denver area has always thought of our clinic as the clinic that takes care of people that can't afford to go anywhere else. We have really tried hard to change that and say, we are here to take care of our Native population.
Still, the clinic's share of federal funding is based partially on how many Indigenous patients actually use the clinic. And many who have private insurance choose to go elsewhere. But during the pandemic, Maddox says urban Natives who previously opted out have been flooding the clinic seeking COVID-19 testing and vaccines. And it's been hard to keep up with the surge.
We have a lot, actually. Probably the majority of who we're vaccinating probably will not come back.
Denver Indian Health is vaccinating a few hundred people per week. Maddox says it can't match the pace of rural tribal health centers. And she says it's more than just vaccine supply that's holding the clinic back.
We could do an outside clinic, but we need the staff and we need the storage of these vaccines. So a lot of it has to do with what we're able to do within our infrastructure.
In New Mexico, one urban Indian clinic has partnered with state officials to narrow the rural-urban divide in vaccine access for Native people. The clinic provided the vaccines, and the state's Indian Affairs Department provided enough extra staff to host a drive-through vaccination event for 600 Native people in Albuquerque.
Okay, let's have your sleeve up then.
That's where Jonathan Concha finally got his shot.
Okay, here comes the Pope. Ready, Pope. Awesome. You did great. All right, you're almost
there. The IHS hospitals in Albuquerque and Santa Fe have also ramped up their vaccination efforts. Enrolled patients aged 18 and older are now eligible for shots. And while that's several weeks behind rural tribal clinics, they're still moving faster than the state of New Mexico. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Savannah Marr.